You bet your life. This is today's Biblical Alert. Can we, church preachers, can we rest in contentment with Christ alone? Remove far from me vanity and lies. Agar's prayer is for that contentment and integrity in life. With all the insanity of our day, lawmakers want more addiction and gambling. Sports, gambling, preachers, are there not enough temptations and snares for young people in these government-run indoctrination centers? College sports is an addiction, preacher. Church is an addiction. It's of the devil, a sports god it is. So let's throw gasoline on the fire. If it's not a mockery, bet responsibly. Drink responsibly. Do your marijuana responsibly. What a mockery, Governor Roy Cooper Scooper says, and I quote, "Sports betting is now legal in North Carolina. And I'm taking the Canes to win the Stanley Cup," close quote. And then Governor Cooper Scooper looks down at his phone as if placing a bet. So you can bet your life that lives, careers, families, marriages, communities will be ruined, destroyed by the sin of gambling. Just like fentanyl and booze. But there is at the bottom of the report, of the page there, help with gambling addiction. And then proceeds go to help children's charities. That's like education lottery, helping children. Lies, lies, lies from the pit of hell, lies. Licenses issued to run online sports books in North Carolina are FanDuel, BetMGM, DraftKings, Fanatics, ESPN, Bet Preachers, Underdog Sports, and the Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians. All the Cherokee need is more betting, more sin. We just printed over 100,000 Gospels of John in the Cherokee language parallel to the King James Bible. The Cherokee need more gambling like any soul needs to bet eternity on money and the riches of this world. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which, while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. This is today's Biblical Alert.